And you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the radio show where you are able to call in and ask questions about your life, where we access the Akashic records and go deeper into the meaning of life and the meaning of your life. And so this class, it is kind of like a class every time we get together, isn't it? But this show is as rich as your questions. And so you can email me questions if you like. I'm right by my computer. You can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and or you can call me. And you can call me at 888-815-9756. And for those people who are going to be traveling this summer, I'm going to recommend a travel site for you, and that would be lifepathtravel.com. That's L-I-F-E, path, P-A-T-H, travel.com, lifepathtravel.com. And you can get everything you need, including you can set up your honeymoon, you can buy event tickets, you can even buy a car on that site. You can just go ahead and explore that site to your heart's content. You'll have a good time. And it's lifepathtravel.com, and they have great prices. You can even access hotel.com on that site. And so it cruises everything. So want to go to China? You can do it. So you want to call that, you want to email, or excuse me, go up to www.lifepathtravel.com. Okay, so let's talk today. Have some interesting things to talk to you about. And we have more than one line going, so there can be more than one of you getting ready to call. So we have, again, we used to be a station, well, this particular station, Station 1, used to only have like one or two call-in lines. Now we have five. So you can actually be, if you hear me talking about something, you want to comment about it, and somebody's on the line, you can actually get on and be in queue, be waiting for to be the next caller. And the number you call, and this is worldwide, by the way, worldwide, is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Okay, so I was going to start out with the first email question of the evening, and I've got to tell you that I want to say a great hello to Lucita again. If you'll remember last week, we sent blessings because she lost her sweet little Joey, and we want to send her some more blessings on that. It's amazing how an animal can impact your life, and it's amazing how the loss of an animal can impact your life. But one of the things that Lucita sent in, she has a friend, she said, who borders on being an atheist. And he asked me, what is a soul? And she couldn't answer him. So she asked if the record keepers, the Akashic Records, would answer this question. So what is a soul? So what we're going to do is, and just for those folks who have never tuned in before, I access the Akashic Records through a sacred prayer. And it's a specific sacred prayer that I have learned and that I also teach. And it shifts the energy to make the information accessible. And so I actually open the records before the show begins, and so the records are now open. In order to really work fully with someone who's on the telephone, it's really the ideal way is for me to have your first and last legal name. So you can certainly email that to me, and I would be happy to then when you call in, I will have it with me. However, sometimes people call in and I don't have their full legal name, I just have their first name. But what I'd like to tell you is, in this particular case, what's great about a question like this is it's a question that is specific. And again, when you're working with the Akasha, you have to look at the Akashic records like God's great Google in the sky, if you know, God's great search engine in the sky. And so the more, it's the same thing if you're using, if you're looking for something on the net, the internet, the more specific your subject matter, the better your results. And the same thing with the Akashic Records. The more specific your question, the better the answer. And so I welcome questions about life and about how things work in the universe as much as I welcome things that are working, are going on in your particular life. But this particular question, what is a soul, is something that we can all benefit by. And so those kinds of questions, I don't necessarily need quote, a person's first or last name to answer. I just need the question. And again, the more specific the question, the better the answer. So we want to ask the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akasha, what is a soul? And I also want to share with you that when I bring forth this information, I don't interpret anything. I tell you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. And the information comes forward, and I will pretty much forget what I said. So what I would love to have you do is, if you find the information valuable from the show, if you would email me and let me know what part you felt was valuable, and if you know, after the show is over, that would be great. Also, this could be a theme for the show about talking about what soul is, or we can talk about whatever else your questions are. But let's get this one done first. Okay, so what is a soul? So the record keepers are saying that the soul is the eternal energy, the eternal spark of life, the eternal essence of that which who we are. The soul is unchangeable, immutable, and eternal. The soul is an essence. It is the underlying essence that connects us not only to all that we are, but it connects us to all of life around us. It is more than a wave of energy. It is a composite energy, an intelligent energy, that has access to a divine knowing and to divine understanding beyond what our human mind can conceive. When we are aligned with our soul, we are able to walk in bliss, worry-free. Our soul is a spark of hope that we have when all is lost. Our soul provides our eternal and internal love that we, as humans, so desperately want to tap into. For our soul is our direct connection to the divine creator, to the source, and to the source beyond the source. So if you could picture every person's body, and if you could just move up beyond the planet, as if you were looking down, and all the hundreds and thousands and millions and billions of human bodies are walking around with this beautiful light within them. It is the searchlight. It is our searchlight to the divine. For even though our soul knows and is connected to the divine, it is we that are using our soul as a beacon to search out our higher purpose. It is we that want to connect with our soul so we have the deeper information. But more than anything, we are able to connect with that deeper, absolute love. That unconditional part of us that loves us so completely. That is our soul. Everyone has one. Everything that is living has a spark of the divine creator source. So everything that is living has a soul. Everything has a light. Everything has a beacon. Everything has a purpose. Everything has a reason. It is our divine connection. It is our divine knowing. It is our divine knowing without ego. That is a soul. So in our search to work with our soul that holds all of our knowing, our soul is the all-knowing part of us. Our soul is truly what carries our own personal Akashic record with us, and that when we access our Akashic record, we are accessing our soul's information. And when we access the Akashic record for other things, like this definition, we are able to expand our own knowingness, our own beingness. And if you have taken a moment to allow these words to permeate your field, to allow this energy to expand within you, you can glimpse the feeling of your soul. Because these words, even though they're coming over the airwaves, have an energy, an impact, an expansion to assist you and moving to a higher place, a higher vibration, a higher knowing of who you are. So at this moment, if you would just take time to move into the depth of gratitude, for being present to the energy of your soul. You can just put your hands over your heart, close your eyes, and say, thank you, Source. Thank you, my wonderful, wonderful soul, for opening me to receive you. It's the most sacred part of you. And you have that opportunity now. Allow yourself just to merge with that energy. Expand with that thought. Breathe in that light. The energy was very strong. I think we blew some circuits there. But just stay present with that. And take a nice deep breath. And know that that energy is there for you. For as long as you want it. To return to it anytime you choose. Because it's your soul you're accessing. Take a nice deep breath. And when you're ready, come back to the room with an expanded knowing of who you are. You know, I love when this happens. I love it when the record keepers will move me into a place of sharing with you not only the words, but the energy, the vibratory energy of the words actually put us at a higher place. I love when that happens. I'm going to have to listen to the archives to get what that definition was, because I just felt like, well, I don't remember what I just said. So, but that's not important. It's not important that I remember, because I felt it too. The words are less important than the feelings. The feelings are much more important than the words. Words are words. Although they shift vibrations, the feelings are more important. And so when you're trying to manifest or move into a greater knowing about something, it's important to get to that place that we just got to, so that you can open yourself up to receive that information. So allow yourself to get there whenever you can. That was fun. I love it. So, okay. How about some feedback? How about some, let me know how that was for you. I'd love to hear how that was, or we can talk about anything you'd like to talk about. This is your show, your time, your questions, we can go anywhere you want to go. But until you call in, and please know that I can go deeper with your questions. So we don't do futures here. It's not like a psychic reading. You know, this is truly not a psychic reading. This is not about telling you should you move or will you marry him or will you get that job or should you buy that piece of property. That's not what this is about. This is not future stuff. This is here and now stuff. Because when we take care of the here and now stuff, the future shows up exactly the way we want it. One of the things that we, as humans, seem to want is we want other people to do our work for us. It's a lot easier that way, isn't it? It's so much easier when you can go to somebody and they'll tell you how it's going to turn out. But the reality is, it may not turn out that way. It may be different. And so, when you shift your energy in the now, you open yourself up to receive all the wonderful possibilities of whatever it is in the future. It's very hard to receive when you're closed off to who you are. So it's really about you moving into your own personal knowing and then creating the visions that you want that you know are possible for you. And that's very important. You know, when you're manifesting or you're working with trying to create something, it really is important that you work with what you are willing to receive. So if in fact you're willing to receive $50,000 a year, but you think you want to vision $1 million a year, but in your heart you don't believe you deserve $1 million a year, you're not going to get the $50,000 or the million because you've got that block in there. Better to pick a number that you would be comfortable receiving, because when you pick something that you're comfortable in receiving, you can move yourself into that vibration. Now, I'm not trying to say that you should limit yourself. What I'm trying to do is, or what's coming forward here, is to let you know that when you create or want to create something that is beyond what you believe is possible and beyond what you believe deserves, you automatically set up a block to receiving it. So, you know, so the idea here is, what is realistic for you right now? And the other thing is start from a realistic point of view to manifest that which you want and get good at manifesting and then move into the great stuff. And I know it's just as easy to manifest a dollar as it is a million. I understand that. But the reality is, get good at manifesting the $1 and you'll figure out how to manifest the million, because then you'll have some confidence behind you. Does that make sense to you? Sure made sense to me when I was thinking about it. I was wondering, you know, why is it that we have such a hard time with manifestation? I mean, you listening may not have a hard time, but there's many people out there that do. They sit around and want to know why all this stuff doesn't work. And then they start getting down on themselves. And it's not about getting down on yourself. You're really going to block yourself. Getting angry at the universe, you know, you're just putting up more blocks. Getting jealous, really more blocks. Getting envious, really more blocks. Impatience, more blocks. So it's really about moving into the surrender and the knowing and the trusting and the being and the willing to receive. And then the other piece is making money your friend. Really creating a relationship with money and creating a relationship with the energy of money, the energy of prosperity, the energy of abundance. That that's what we're going to be talking about on June 2nd, where, when I have a teleconference. We're going to talk about how to do that in more in depth. It's a two-hour teleconference. It's only $27. And if you're interested in that two-hour teleconference, you should really email me so I can go ahead and send you the details and the telephone numbers and stuff like that so we can get ready for it. And in order to, if you want to register for that prosperity, it's a prosperity through the Akashic Records teleconference on June 2nd, and it's going to go from two hours. And if you're, I'm going to be doing two of them, and one for the East Coast, one for the West Coast. So you have a chance to do it twice that night. So the East Coast would be East Coast time 7 to 9 or 6 to 8 Central. And Pacific would be also 7 to 9. Or just as a comment, if you're on the East Coast, that would be, you know, 10 to midnight. So you have two different opportunities there. Okay? And they're going to be, and both calls are going to be different because we're going to have a different group of people on the call. So if this is of interest to you, I encourage you to email me and so I can get you all the details on that prosperity call. It's going to be the beginning for those who want to be a part of it, is a study group on prosperity, and we can do that via a teleconference. But the first one, you know, for you to try out, $27, June 2nd, and you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and we will get you the information that you need. Okay? So we were just talking about manifestation. We're talking about prosperity. We're talking about all the things that you truly want. You know, we've got coming up next week, Memorial Day weekend. And Memorial Day weekend is very important, it really should be very important for all of us here in the United States, because it is in memory of our soldiers that have died, and it's in memory of, in all the wars, but especially the ones now. And so, this coming Memorial Day, it would be important, if you haven't lost anyone in the war, or in any war, that you need to count yourself great, you know, be grateful about the fact that you haven't experienced that loss. And if you have lost someone in the wars, either past, present, or present ones, this is a time for your own personal reflection. But we want to look at this holiday that's coming up, and I suggest we take the week to do this, is that we look at what memories do we want to cherish, and what memories do we want to release? What has died within us that we haven't grieved yet? What has died within us that we have a memory of that still haunts us, that we still feel guilty about, that we haven't put to rest? So that's very powerful work. And when we work with those memories to release ourselves of past anger, past guilt, past pain. And I'm not just talking about what other people have done to us now. No. I'm not. I mean, yes, that's important. Yes, that's important to release and let go of all that. But ultimately, we are more cruel to ourselves than anybody could ever be cruel to us. We hang on to those memories or those incidents well after they're long and past and play them and replay them and play them again. We play them so much that we just can't get rid of them, and they act, all those different things that we feel we've done wrong play us in every area of our life. And we punish ourselves without mercy. We constantly punish ourselves, and it's in punishing ourselves that we create the blocks that we have to deal with regarding our manifestation. So this week, it would be really helpful if you were to go within yourself to identify some of those memories or stories or incidents. They could be missed chances. They could be inappropriate choices. They could be times where you let yourself down because you didn't follow through on something. They could be times where you didn't do your best and you know you should have. Self-sabotage times. It's time to take an inventory of how those beliefs and situations are still playing in your life and that you're still punishing yourself for. So I suggest that you do this week and give yourself a break and release yourself from there. And if you're having a hard time with that, as we're talking, why don't you give me a call? Let's talk about what is troubling you. What can't you release that is so heartbreaking that you can't you just can't be free of it? Let's talk about that. And so if you'd like to talk about that or anything else, you can call toll-free worldwide at 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And remember, you can email me for registration for the teleconference or just email me a question at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's akashicwisdom. Okay, so this is the time where I want you guys to call in, because we've talked about a few things tonight, and I would love to get your feedback, and I'd love to get you calling so we can go deeper into any one of the subjects that we've talked about. So I've primed the pump. It's now up to you to give me a call. Okay? You know, I was looking at some things from the Abraham material. I'm sure you folks are familiar with Esther Hicks and Abraham material. And there's a quote that she has here, and she's saying, "Most say, when I get that, I will be joyful. But you must be joyful first. You must start with the determination that I will not settle for less than feeling good." And hello.
Hi, caller.
Hey, Donna.
Who's this?
Rianne. Lori.
Hey, Rianne. How are you?
I'm good. I've been thinking about you, and I got home like 8:10, and I was going to listen to the whole program, but I just felt to call and say hello and thank you for everything, and things are going really well out here.
Good.
I've surrendered finally to spirit to run my own business and, you know, not chase after other people's businesses, and the last 2 weeks have been the best 2 weeks of my entire life.
Well, that's great.
So
that's
great. With lots of help from the Akashic Records, you know.
Well, good. So you're out there in San Diego doing records work, right?
Yeah.
Good.
And animal communication and The boat trips have been, you know, incredible.
And when you're taking people out, are they still seeing, they're not still seeing whales now, are they?
Well, the gray whales have passed, and now it's blue whale season. And, you know, the blue whales are the largest creatures on the planet. So, and then last week, I wasn't out last week, but I checked the records from the boat trips that were going out, and they saw a lot of humpbacks.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hmm. Now, I have a friend who's in Hawaii now. Would she be able to see whales?
Well, Hawaii, there's a lot of whales that come in March, and they usually, you know, hang out for a while. There might still be some there. What island is she on?
Kauai.
Oh, on Kauai. Probably we'll see more in Maui.
Oh, in Maui, okay.
And off the Kona Beach. But,
okay.
You know, since I don't live there, I mean, I have some experience because I've been there a few times, but Maui is the, you know, the big area for whales.
But she definitely can see dolphins, though. What'd you say?
I said she definitely would see dolphins. You know, they live there.
Oh, okay. I'll have to tell her to go out and look for some dolphins. She's staying right on the ocean.
There's some great boat people over there, you know, and just let her intuition be her guide to choose a captain, you know, because they go out. One of the unique things about Hawaii is, of course, is you can get off the boat and swim with the dolphins, which you really can't do here because it's too cold, you know.
Wow, okay. I will email her tonight to look for that. Great. That's great.
I love the part of your show where you were talking about surrendering because, you know, you and I have been talking a long time, and I was having trouble with that. I know a lot of people out there are making transitions in their life with the job market and the economy, and I got a heavy hit, or at least what I perceived to be a heavy hit, and it took me down, you know. And so I'm back up, and sometimes they, you know, spirit uses those types of things to kick you into what I call the deep end, so you'll, you know, manifest more of your divine life mission. Connect
well,
more
that's true. Why don't you tell people your story a little bit then? About what happened. In other words, like if you're willing to just share how you came out of it.
Well, how did I come out of it? I called you. And you helped me. So everybody listen to that. You know, she's an amazing teacher, an amazing ability. And she's been my teacher for several years in the Akashic Records and helps me go deeper, you know.
Yeah.
So I was having a hard time. I was like, you know, not really getting the message. And everything that happens, there's a message. And everything that happens, there's a blessing. And sometimes
Absolutely.
We just can't see the blessing.
Absolutely.
And you helped me do that. You helped me turn it around and say, okay, let's take that fear out. Because, you know, I'm a spiritual teacher. And I have been for many years. And, you know, I'm very close to what I call God, spirit, source. Because I work with animals. And animals have no resistance to source energy.
Sure.
So I always feel very blessed to have these light beings in my world and that I can commune with them. And I'm also an intuitive, and so, you know, I don't really do, I think what you call psychic readings, but I do life path readings, and I'm able to see destiny points, and then I do combine that with the Akashic Records in my own way, and it's just, Donna's been phenomenal in helping me understand it and learn to use it in a higher and better and deeper way. But I did lose my footing there back in December, you know, as we all do sometimes.
It happens to us all. I mean, it's happened to me. Yeah.
And I just didn't know where I was going or what I was doing. And all my life I've had the map. In fact, I've had several maps and had lots of things. And so I just, you know, I think when the money is gone, people get scared, you know.
Oh, for sure.
And so you have to find a new way. You know, you have to stay strong. And sometimes it takes a while. So you get to, you know, I think one of the things you said to me was, are you tired of beating yourself up? And I went, oh, yeah. And so I, you know, got back on the pony, you know.
Yeah.
And I just trusted. And the phone started to ring. And this last couple of months, you know, particularly the last couple of weeks, have been just incredible. I can't even keep up. I keep thinking I should get another job, but I haven't had time to look for one because mine is doing so well.
That's great.
And I really feel like I'm making a difference because people are sending testimonials and they're calling me back and saying, you know, we're really glad that you're doing, you know, a woman today, for example, she said, I don't know if you remember Karina. She was in one of our classes.
Oh, sure.
Karina Bailey, she's living in Raleigh, North Carolina now, and she called me, and we've been working together for 2 days, first with the consultations and then today with the healing, you know, using the whale sounds to clear energies for her. And she just said the most beautiful things. She said, you know, I remember when I met you in the Akashic Records class, and she said, I'm so glad you're on the planet, and I'm so glad you're walking your talk, because not many people are. You know, she said, because, I mean, we all talk about it, but you're doing it. And I just went, oh, my God, I am, you know. And it's scary, but I am.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of that to thank you, you know, is to thank you. So listeners should know that. And then I also connected with Lucita. And I don't know, Lucita, if you're listening, we love you. And she's going to come down in June and meet me and go on one of the boat trips.
Oh, that's fabulous.
We're going to
She lives in Montana. That's wonderful. That's great.
Oh, that's pretty amazing.
Yes. Yeah. And she just lost your little dog.
Yes, Joey. Yeah. Yeah. But he's there in spirit.
I felt that, absolutely. She's a dear soul.
She is a beautiful soul.
Yes, absolutely. So how's Puda?
Puda is great. Tonight she's saying goodbye to one of her kittens. He's a little over 7 weeks old now, and he found his new home this morning.
Okay.
And we're coming to pick him up this evening. So, and then the others are going to their new homes, you know, this week, by the end of the week. So she'll be back in the saddle. She's already following me to the car because she knows, you know, her mommy days are numbered. And she's, Puda is an animal author and healer and teacher and travels with me and works with me and, in you know, energetically and also in the physical. And so she's had mommy duty now since she got pregnant, you know.
Yeah.
And she's been a wonderful mom, but I know that she'll be happy to be going back to the classes. And we're taking her to a beach ceremony on Memorial Day because the kittens will be gone. So she can be a part of it. We're going to work with healing with the waters and healing with the land. And a bunch of us are going to gather. So she'll want to be there for that. She loves the beach.
Where are you going on the beach?
To Torrey Pines in Del Mar.
Oh, neat. Okay. Great.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Oh, I'm so happy for you. Oh, Rayanne, that's so great. That's so great.
It is great. Yeah. So we should tell other people to call in. Come on, folks.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's most fun when everybody asks questions about how things work, you know? So that's great. That's great. We have lines, too, one thing I don't know is how I know if there's somebody else waiting on the line. That's the only thing I don't know.
How can we find out?
I don't know. I've got to ask my engineer, Don, about how do I know there's other people waiting on the line. Otherwise, this way I can...
Well, when I went to look for the number to call in, it says there's line 1, line 2, line 3, line 4. And there's 4 numbers.
Hello, Rayanne?
Yeah.
Hello? He just came in and says, don't worry, he'll beat me if there's another call.
Oh, good, because I don't want to hog all the time. I want to talk to, you have to talk to other people, too.
Oh, sure, no, he said he'll beep in. He'll beep in if there's somebody else. So I'll know that there's another call waiting. That'll be okay.
Did you tell the people about your healing center?
I've got the Nana's house, yes, Nana's house in Cleveland, Ohio, we've got meetings going on there all the time. In fact, I have a level 2 coming up in January and a level 1, not January, June, level 1 and level 2 coming up in June. In fact, it's June 12th, 13th, and 14th. So it's level 1 and level 2 we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we have the teleconference. And we're just doing our thing, you know. I'm also, my son's getting married in August, so we're getting ready for that.
So I think you should come out here to Southern California, everybody, and have a class in September after the wedding.
I think that's a great idea. I think we should start planning
that now.
We can
start telling the people, you know, months ahead so they can sign up. Because
I think that's
a
great idea. We just got to pick a time, you know, me to come out there.
Well, we'll do that.
Okay.
I'm going to call you next week, and we will set up a September time.
That sounds great. Maybe we should do it in conjunction with the mind, body, spirit.
That sounds good.
You know, maybe the weekend after they do their thing, I'll just come out for that.
Yeah, then you can have
a bunch of things.
And for people who are interested in learning about opening your Akashic Records, there's different levels of classes, and the level 1 is 2 days, right? Is it 2 days?
Yeah, level 1 is 2 days, level 3 is 3 days.
Yeah, and it's just great to be able to use those prayers and go in and open your records and talk to the record keepers and get clarity on your life. You know, it's an amazing experience.
Well, thanks.
Everyone should gift themselves with the opportunity to do that, even if they don't go any further, because at least then you'll know how to commune with your own record keepers. And then if you decide to go on, you can learn in level 2 to open the records of the land.
Yes.
And animal records.
That's right.
And, other people to be like a consultant. Yeah.
Yeah, and
that
well, and you were gracious enough to host me in Sandy, actually in Carlsbad, you know, a couple of times.
And hopefully, you know, you never know. By September, we may have a community, you know, center again. That's the goal. The way things are moving now, that's my intention, is to not to push it, but to move towards that, you know, in the fall.
Well, you never know. Somebody might be looking. It has a space on. It has a space there now.
Well, I know of homes where we could do it, but I'm just thinking, you know, I want to go back and build a new foundation to have a center again.
Okay.
I like being mobile, too, though, but, I mean, you know, I want that, you know.
Sure.
And there are other people
who do, too. Is there might be somebody listening that has a space that they would like to donate.
Ah.
You see.
That would be wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. So why don't you give them your phone number, too, for them to call you?
Okay. My name is Rhian Anderson, and my phone number is 619-271-9461. That's 619-271-9461. And I live in Oceanside, but, you know, we're mobile in San Diego. We can go anywhere in San Diego.
Sure,
or even
sure.
into Orange County.
Yeah, that's right.
Excuse me.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, gosh, I think you know what? Did you... Are you still working for the other magazine?
Very, very part-time. I've been too busy doing my work.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah, Spirit just said to me, evidently, I mean, and I wasn't maybe listening, but they just pushed me in the deep end and said, here, you know, let's just make the phone ring so many times that you won't even be able to leave your house because you're going to have so many clients and so many healings, and we're going to build your confidence so high that you'll never really ever think that you need to work for someone else again unless you choose it. You won't ever do it out of emergency, you know, or, you know, out of fear.
Yes, absolutely. That's the key.
And you know, I talk to the animals, and, of course, you know, the animals are angelics, folks, if you don't know that. I mean, they walk and talk and angels. And
yes.
My little angel here, Pooja, she always says, if you can't trust yourself, how can you trust God? You know, so you have to trust.
But that's the key. That's what we were talking about earlier, is that
right.
You know, we are the spark. We are that spark, and that's the soul piece, that when we don't trust ourselves, it's like slapping God in the face.
Yeah, yeah. Because
I mean,
at one point,
like,
Pooja said to
like
me,
harsh way
you walk around.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Just,
at one point, she said to me, this was a few years ago, you know, you're so high on your spiritual awakening, and you're so high in wanting to stand out in the street and hand out great books and recruit people to spirituality, but you don't really love yourself enough to do that, because until you love yourself more, it's fake, because you can't be what you aren't. You know what I mean? In other words, you can only love God as much as you love yourself. And a lot of people pretend to love God very much, but they're not really centered in their self-love yet.
That's very true.
And so you have to get into that. You have to get into, I am a piece of the divine. You know, I am a god, goddess. I am connected to source energy. And when you go there, then that's a different surrender, because you have a higher faith. And you don't have to know where the food's coming from or where the money's coming from. You just know it's going to come.
That's
a different place to live than most of us live, honestly.
Well, that's true. And that's where the trust and surrender comes in.
Yeah, because... You know, we're just the actors in these costumes down here. It's our soul that's writing the script, and we just got to get the lines right.
And sometimes we forget those lines.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I am going to have to go. There's a cat fight.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
We love you.
Thank you.
You know, I don't know if you noticed. It must be Mercury retrograde or something like that, because there's some strange things happening with the show tonight with some energy. But that's okay. That's okay. Okay, so if anybody's out there in the San Diego, Orange County area that has a space available that would like it to be infused with light and love, and would like to be able to donate the space as a startup for Rhian to create her healing center, that would be great. And the reason I say donate is because it could be a tax write-off for you. Until it gets on its feet and she's able to really gather her forces and have regular classes on a regular basis, so that then once that happened, she could support herself with paying rent and things like that. So if any of you have some vacant space and you're having to pay the rent there anyway, why not donate it for a wonderful cause to have a center of healing and have classes and things. So I hope you call Rayon. And if you didn't get her number, you can certainly email me again. Again, info@wisdom.com. Or you can call me personally. And anybody who would like to call me for a consultation and help that so I can help you get out of the doldrums too, please call me at 216-691-1233. That's 216-691-1233. And that's anytime, day or night. Leave a message and I'll get it. We have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can. Wait, who is this?
This is Barb.
Hi, Barb. Where are you calling from?
I'm in California.
Great. Northern or southern?
Southern.
Okay.
Yes. And
how can we help you tonight?
Well, I'm wondering if the Akashic Records can help me find out why I'm blocking my direction to open up my intuition and healing abilities.
Okay. And how long have you been doing this?
Well, like I go back and forth in and out of it, you know, and now I've kind of started again trying to get my trust up and on my intuition and things, and it seems like I never want to trust what I hear, what comes to me. So probably more so in the last couple months that I've been working on it.
So I want you just to do a mental timeline back to when you felt successful with it.
Oh, it's probably been about 15 years.
Well, what's different now?
I have the time.
Say again?
I have more time available now to work on it.
But what's different in your life? If you were confident 15 years ago in your gifts and working with it, what's different about your life now than 15 years ago?
Well, in between then, I moved and changed careers and just kind of changed a whole lot of things in my life. So I just haven't had time to work on it. So now I've started up again the last couple months and I just don't get anywhere.
But what the records are telling me is that there's someone or something that in those 15 years came about to shake your confidence in who you truly are.
I suppose. I guess just in you know, when you're making a big move and kind of starting over and you kind of run into walls and things, and that kind of shakes your foundation. You know, it takes a while to kind of get yourself built back up again.
Right. And there's a part also what I'm hearing is that there's an underlying fear here of actually being successful with what you do. What's that about?
I guess I don't know what that's about. Maybe that's where my blocks come in, and I don't seem to be able to get over them.
Yeah, see, the thing is that one of the things that's important for you to understand is whose voices are you listening to when you don't get anything?
Okay.
So in other words, is that you, there's what I'm hearing is that you're operating under some assumptions of what you're operating under some assumptions that have to do with what you should be doing or what you should be able to do, and there's some anger and frustration on the fact that you can't or you're not getting anything. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, right. And I guess that's what I'm trying to determine is to how to get
over that or well, around the first it or whichever.
Step, yeah, the first step is to release the anger and frustration about not getting anything.
Okay.
Because what's going on is that the more frustrated, the more aggravated you get with yourself, the more you beat yourself up, the less you're going to get where you need to go.
Isn't that a great circle?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is. But you see where you are there, right?
Right, right.
Okay. And so the idea here is to really move, it looks like I was talking with Rayon, it's really about moving into surrender and being willing to receive and really getting into that sacred space of service, humbleness, gratitude, and love.
Okay.
And then moving it so deeply into it that you're not going to judge yourself about what you get or what you don't get. Just begin, get to that sacred space and begin to journal what you receive, what you're feeling, what your intention is, what your visions are, what you truly want. And begin a dialogue with yourself, Barb. You have
okay.
this ability within you. Your hands are golden.
Oh, okay.
And so the idea here is to really, you know, put your hands over your heart. I mean, do you do, you know, the idea here is not necessarily trying to open up your third eye, I'm not saying for the future, but really get into your now. And allow spirit, allow source to really align and merge with you to allow yourself to make the choices that make you feel good about you.
Okay.
That makes sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you feel
great.
You're actually calmer now.
Mm-hmm.
No, the energy has just shifted. You know, there's little, the energy is calmer now.
Yes, I feel calmer.
Yeah, and remember to breathe.
Yes, that does help.
Yeah, breathing and moving into your own personal sacred space.
Okay.
And truly appreciating who you are and what you've accomplished in your life.
Yes.
Yeah.
And easy to forget.
Uh-huh. That's right. It is. It is easy to forget. But it's really about documenting all the things you're proud of and then moving from that space of feeling good about who you are. And then,
okay.
then it's moving to allowing.
Yes, that does feel better. At least then I'm bringing something positive forward rather than frustrating from this point.
Right.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I hope that was helpful.
Yes, it was. Thank you.
Great. Tell your friends.
Okay.
I mean, to listen, I want, you know, that's the whole piece.
Definitely.
Service to humanity. So the more folks we get to listen, the more we can help.
Okay, good.
And please call in again.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So thank you very much, everyone, for listening tonight. You can all benefit by what was just said to Barb and what Rayon and I were talking about. In fact, you can benefit from the whole program because this is about you. And so I want to just really encourage you to really move into those memories and release yourself from any anger, guilt, or frustration that you have. Move into your most sacred space and begin to appreciate who you are and all that you have accomplished. I want you to know how much I love you. I want you to have a miracle-filled week. And so now I'm going to close the records for the Akashic Wisdom radio show by saying I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. May everyone listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, And may you truly all look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you would all join me in saying amen. Good night, everybody. Have a great week. Bye-bye.